What's up, my friend? It is ADHD Coach Catherine here, and this is a slightly different episode of ADHD Powerful Possibilities. So today's episode is different. I am extremely tired, and I want to tell you why, and then I'm going to share some information about how you can manage low energy days, because we all have them. Yesterday, after a very busy day with new clients, thinking about my group program, preparing for a webinar today, I think it was about 2 p.m. when I started to feel really tired. And I've clearly had a cold or something, because I actually had a nap on a Saturday afternoon, which is unheard of. But I was tired and I decided to keep going when I shouldn't have. And the long story short is that it was about 4 a.m. before I finally got to sleep. I didn't feel well. I wasn't well. And I pushed through when I shouldn't have because, you know, I'm the only person in the world who could possibly have prepared the slides for the webinar I was doing today and written the emails that I needed to write. And we all like to think we're the only person who can do these things. So today I got up at 7 a.m. with the dogs, with the kid, and I literally felt like I was jet lagged. If you've ever been jet lagged, it's revolting, isn't it? You're dizzy, your head is fuzzy, you can't really think straight, and I had zero energy or focus all day. Thankfully, I was not responsible for taking the offspring to school today, and all I had to do was put some food on the table and look after the dogs, and then prepare for a webinar tonight, and a couple of short things that I couldn't rearrange that didn't involve me being an eloquent human being. So I wanted to share that the reality is we all have days where we have no energy, and it's really important that coaches with ADHD explain to you that we are human too. Because I feel like too often people with ADHD look at coaches and think, they must have their act together. Everything must be organized. We're all humans, whether we have ADHD or not, whether we are coaches or not. And we all have days where we have no energy or when we've not had enough sleep. And one of the things that I've been focusing on a lot in my group development is adaptability, because there's no such thing as the perfect routine, the perfect program, the perfect whatever for everybody with ADHD. Because we change all the time as humans, and we have to be able to adapt, whether we are tired, whether we have lots of energy, whether we have lots of demands from other things in our lives. So we need to be able to adapt and adjust our expectations of ourselves and the strategies we use, depending on how we are feeling on that day, in that moment. And so today, that meant I just had to recognize my limits, and I reshaped my day according to what I had. I cancelled my coaching clients because I would not show up and do my coaching at its best. And I always try to bring my best. If I can't focus, I can't coach. If I can't listen intently and be fully present, I can't coach. It's not a question of, this is what's wrong with you, here is a technique. That's not coaching. I need to be able to be fully present, engaged, attentive, responsive, all these wonderful things. So I said, I can't show up today for you. And because my clients are lovely, they said, that's totally fine, get some sleep. I rearranged other things and moved them to other days. I called in some reinforcements in the form of my partner who took the kid to and from school. And then I just focused on getting through the things I had to do with as little energy as possible. And I have to say, this is one of the reasons people with ADHD find that their what they call ADHD traits are so much more obvious when they're tired. Because your brain is designed to keep you alive. And if you are somebody who struggles with sleep, something like 60% of people with ADHD have sleep problems, then you are going to find your ADHD is much more obvious and noisy on those days. What else can we do? Think about what is absolutely urgent. Give yourself permission to put things off. Think about self-care not as something you need to do, but something you can be. And that sounds a bit weird. How can you be self-care? For me, it's about thinking about what I really need in that moment. And yesterday, I should have said, I really need to go and rest. But I didn't, because I pushed through, because I want to show up and do my best for people. And really, you need to meet your own needs first. But self-care doesn't need to be a bubble bath. If it's not a nap, if it's not a walk outside under the sky, maybe it's just some quiet time with a book or a journal that really speaks to you or gives you space. I would encourage you to think for a second when you find yourself caught in that I must trap. Is it really essential? Are you really going to show up at your best? Or would giving yourself permission to step back and rest be better for you and for whoever you're living with or supporting or working for in the long run? And this is especially difficult if you identify as somebody who has revenge procrastination. But revenge bedtime procrastination tells me that there is an unmet need throughout your day. And there are lots of people who cannot meet their needs during the day, especially if they are parents of small humans or they work in very stressful jobs. But if you possibly can, identify what your need is and try to fit it in much more frequently during the day. And apart from giving yourself permission to rest, let's also remember self-compassion. And self-compassion means managing your energy, working with it, not against it, being compassionate and taking care of yourself. What would you do if it was a person that you love who was really tired or had no energy? You would be curious, but you would also be patient and kind, and also stay adaptable. Remember that there will be days where you have lots of energy and focus, and some days where you don't. And if you don't ever have any energy, that's a medical issue. Anyway, thank you for joining me in this very short, slightly different episode. I hope it's given you some food for thought and you have some questions that you can go away and ask yourself the next time you try and catch yourself pushing through instead of going for a disco nap. I'll be back next week with the podcast almost as usual. There might be a few changes, and over the summer I'm going to be making some mini episodes, 5-minute episodes to answer your questions. So make sure you go to the website and send me your questions from the podcast page, which has had a little refresh, and I'll be back and see you next week. But until then, take care of yourself.